Hello and welcome to Courageous and Free. I'm your host, Jacqueline Mack, Clarity Coach, Rapid BS Clearer, and Wealth Activator. I'm also a retired high-ticket sales specialist, corporate trainer, and speaker. Now, I have designed this podcast for busy moms and dads, business owners, entrepreneurs, and corporate executives that are just like you. A tool to efficiently and effectively get clear on what fulfillment, purpose, and confidence means to you, as well as clear away all the BS to not only increase confidence and clarity rather easily, but transforming into the happiest and wealthiest version of you, which is living your dreams like a boss consistently. My genius and superpower is helping successful high performers create new boundaries and beliefs to lead them back to their truest desires, whether it's escaping the 9-to-5 or falling back in love with it. I help people live their dreams like a boss with inspiration, the expectation of success, and the fearlessness to show up in their truth confidently while operating only from their zone of genius with ease, without apologies and no shame for wanting it all and actually consistently living and receiving it all with grace and ease. If you are sick and tired of the hamster wheel to nowhere, are stuck in the guilt of wanting more, scared to commit, too freaked out to quit, have fears about failing, are constantly stuck in old ways of being and doing life, and yet know, like really know you were meant to have, be, do, and experience so much more, yet confused on the how, not sure who, not sure where to start, when it comes to making the necessary shifts without freaking out or feeling like a failure or giving up on your dreams, then this podcast is for you. So are you ready to live your truth, live a fulfilling life for the first time, or up-level your success? Then what are you waiting for? Let's go. Hey, real quick, before we jump in, I want to share with you the most critical, powerful prompts to reset each month with clarity, confidence, intention, and energetic momentum. These are the prompts that I've been using in my one-on-one coaching, as well as my group coaching, and even for myself before I ever even shared them with the public. These 7 prompts are what I use every single month, my clients use every single month, to start to understand what it's like to decide from and live from your vision. So if you're ready to ditch regrets for good, if you're ready to master your days versus your days controlling you, if you want to make decisions that no circumstance can stall, then these prompts are for you. And if you think you're too busy, I promise you, you can find time to master these prompts every single month in less than 20 minutes. Don't forget to grab that link in the show notes to grab your prompts today. So today we're going to be hopping into talking about the key to optimizing your business and life, which boils down to 2 critical things. And if you do this on a monthly basis, you will create, I'm certain, more time freedom, and you will also create more fulfillment. Plus, your nervous system will thank you tremendously. So optimizing your business and life will actually also give back time. Now, we know no one, no matter how much money they make, can actually, buy back the time, like the time that's already passed, the time that we've already invested. I don't want to say lost, because not all time is lost when we bring attention, intention, and awareness to it. But it's critical to have this conversation today because we literally cannot buy back that time. We can buy time into the future. I'm going to talk about how that's one of the methods I'm going to be sharing today. So everyone talks about this word optimize, optimizing your workflow, optimizing your health routine, optimizing your workouts, your tasks on the to-do list. And now maybe I'm the only one that optimizes my tasks on my to-do list, but I love doing that, right? It works for me. So let's have this real talk about optimization. It's March 2024. Now you've either fallen off the wagon when it comes to your month's goals or your annual goals. Maybe you gave up last month. Maybe you gave up in January. Or maybe you've already surpassed a lot of your goals. You're exceeding your expectations and you're feeling really good and you're celebrating. Now, here's the good news. It doesn't matter which part of the spectrum you're on. Either way, it's not too late. Either way, it's not too late to apply these simple concepts to actually start to optimize any area of your business and life, any area that is going to require these two things, which we want to jump into now, which is organization and prioritization. In order to optimize, we must first organize and prioritize. This is why we become creatures of habit. And when we become creatures of habit of being very organized and prioritizing things, it really does work out in our favor. And it ends up being who we are and showing up and how we do both business and life. So optimization does require organization and prioritization, right? And this is with any process in both business and life. Here's the thing. You think you have countless time. This is why I'm bringing this up. You think you have countless time. Your mind will say, oh, we can put that off till next week, next month, next year, next quarter. And, you know, once something else is taken care of, then we'll take care of this. And this is a stinking thinking type of problem, I like to call it, because it actually will hold you back. When we think that tomorrow is guaranteed, when we think that we have next week, next month, next year, what happens is we start to create this delay pattern. And the delay is the biggest dream killer of all dream killers. Now, here's the thing. I wish for every single one of you that is listening to this today to live a very healthy, full of vitality and fulfillment and fun life, hundreds of years, if possible. But at the end of the day, we know there's this like time frame. And, you know, we can look at statistics. We can look at the death rate. We can look at all these numbers that science will tell us is what's trending right now. But let's get into the habit of doing something meaningful. Let's get in the habit of making, prioritizing, and optimizing with this organization idea being just who we are and how we show up. This is a huge paradigm shift for even cultures to even grasp this concept. And for others, it's not. There's some cultures that are so far ahead of us on being organized and prioritizing and actually embodying this optimization way of living. And we, even though we are in this first world, right? Third world countries, first world countries, all have their different challenges, but this is something everybody can do no matter what your culture and economic stance is. And I promise you again, it gives us back this time, which no amount of money can buy back. So let's think about this in a more meaningful and fun way. Are we prioritizing fun in our day? Because if we're not promised tomorrow or next week or next month or next year, did we actually have fun? Did we make today count? And if not, are you giving your power away to something else, maybe for XYZ to happen? And if so, let's talk about how to create an opportunity for XYZ to happen now. What's the one step, the one thing, that one conversation, the phone call, the research, the sitting down and writing it out, the prioritizing of breaking down the steps, you know, with where you are, with what you have, would have to happen in order for that to be your reality. Because at the end of the day, too many people settle for what? Mediocrity. And this part, I laugh because it doesn't have to be this way. And I'm sad because it doesn't have to be this way. But so many people delay their greatness, delay potentiality and possibility for mediocrity, for what's comfortable, because it's what's familiar, it's what's predictable, it's what feels safe. And our mind is here to keep us safe, not to thrive and optimize and create this fulfillment. And I'm certain all possibility, all potentiality is waiting for you. And I'm certain that even in the times of massive uncertainty in your life, whether, you know, you're switching careers, you're starting a new job, you're becoming an entrepreneur, you just lost a loved one. There's massive challenges and tributes that could be going on in your life. And it can feel like it's creating massive uncertainty, but in the space of uncertainty, I promise you everything and almost anything is possible. It's what we believe to be true becomes our truth. And this could be lack and limited, or this can be abundant and full of possibility, potentiality. Because at the end of the day, who is the block, right? Now, if you are a blamer or shamer, you might blame and shame everybody else for being the reasons why your life is the way that it is. But in reality, we are our only block. I am my only block. You are your only block. Nobody else can really block us without our permission. And at times we're giving permission for something not to happen or to be blocked without realizing it, without awareness. And is this becoming a habit for you as well? These are things that we are allowed and should be noticing what we're noticing. And I say should, that's a word I don't use a lot because I encourage people not to should all over themselves, right? It's not a good place to be. But it's a high recommendation. You deserve to. You deserve to experience what it's like not to be your own block and actually start to seize the opportunities that are already waiting for you to just tap into your courage, step into the boldness, and actually just do the damn thing or take that first step. And I've done a couple different podcasts on this. I've done even some mini reels, masterclass video type things on this too, because it could be the first step that feels like the hardest. It could be that first action, that first little thing or big thing that seems the hardest. But I promise you, at the end of the day, it's not just that one thing. It's the second step. It's the third. It's the fourth. It's the fifth. So if we already know that, how can we have fun to create with intention that fulfillment now? How can we have fun doing the stuff that we know needs to be done in order to do the thing that we can become disciplined in and feel good about it versus feeling the overwhelm? Because that's the opposite of feeling good, right? When we have things we know we need to do, maybe it's not something that's super familiar to us, it can start to activate anxiety and overwhelm, or it can activate fun, curiosity, and creativity, right? There's always this two-sided coin that we get to play with. We get to explore, we get to acknowledge and recognize. So, going back to this overwhelm thing, I can tell you firsthand that this is something you can do that optimization, prioritization, organization, when you think about how this all can kind of play out for you, it took me a hot minute to really get this concept and to slow down because I owned and was rewarded for the fact that I was a make it happen person. I was a make it happen person before. I was a make it happen mama. So I was make it happen Mac. That was my coaching name. People hired me to make it happen in their business, to make it happen in their life, to make it happen for those who felt like they needed just that nudge, that push, that accountability, or someone to just come in, optimize, prioritize, organize, and get the shit done. And this happened a lot with my high ticket sales. I was really, really good at high ticket sales because of a lot of these things I just do on a regular basis in both my personal life and my business life. And it really boils back down to how we do anything is how we do everything. So why it was hard for me to even grasp this idea of slowing down to speed up is because I was a hustler and a grinder and it paid off. And during certain seasons of my life, it worked okay. Because I was younger, my cells and my body, mentally, emotionally would adapt. It really wasn't wrecking my nervous system. I wasn't worried or fearful about things because my lifestyle was very minimal. I didn't have children dependent on me. I didn't have a spouse that was dependent on me. So there was like so many other factors that were in play that are radically different now in my 40s, right? So here are some things that I want to share with you because as a high performer, as a high achiever, as a recovering perfectionist and recovering people pleaser, there are so many things that we can get caught up in. And I'm saying this to you with so much love because it's not going to be easy, but I promise you it's simple. And with consistency, it will become easy because it'll become habitual. And so if you're feeling overwhelmed by your never-ending to-do list because you're like, Jackie, this is easy for you because you've done this for so long and you do this for other people and you help other people break through this. And I can literally see through the BS. This is why I'm known as a paradigm ball buster, because I will not settle for things that maybe you're settling for when I know there's more because you're telling me you desire more. And I know when you desire more, you deserve more. But at the end of the day, you might not always see or feel that you do. So that's why it's important to have somebody in your back pocket that supports you through a process like this. So if you're feeling overwhelmed to even get starting on what it does it mean to optimize and prioritize and get organized, and I don't even know where to start because I'm just in overwhelm, and you're almost kind of like stuck in that fight, flight, or freeze, right? Where we just analysis paralysis type of mentality. The first thing I would highly recommend do is just take that deep breath and just get present, because whatever already happens has happened. Whatever is going to happen in the future is going to happen, and we can't do anything about the past, and we can't actually do anything about the future. We can only do, be, and respond here in the present moment, here in the now, right here. And every second, it's changing. It's gone. And we have another opportunity and another opportunity to respond. Now, what happens is most of us are programs, right? Our old operating system to react versus respond. This is all part of decision mastery. This is how you can learn to break free from these old limiting behaviors and start to be intentional and aware of your responsibility in responding. So when we take this deep breath and we get fully present and we really recognize and notice what we're noticing, we can start to look at things differently. Be a little curious. Realize that not everything is important nor urgent, even though maybe we were making it feel that way. That's that fight or flight. Everything, every task, every email, every text, every notification, one thing after another, right? When we slow down and we have the courage to get clear on what truly matters that's in alignment to our goals and our what? Our vision. Because we are making decisions from our vision. We're making decisions from who we are right here, right now. We're going to continue to experience who we are right here, right now. And if that doesn't feel good to you, how do we change that? We start to shift and pivot and reset and start to make decisions from our future self, which I go into a lot of detail in another episode as well. So remember, focusing on those one task, like, focusing on your desk. Maybe there's a whole room that's disarray and you want to get organized and prioritize and optimize how you function, just one room of your house or your desk or one space or one email box, whatever that is for you. One thing, it just takes one thing. Set a timer, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Once you start to get into it, 10 minutes, 2 minutes, something that you can just get started with. You'll want to continue to do the thing. And then the next thing you know, the whole thing's done. And you're like, oh, why have I been putting that off for so long? Now, the next thing I want to introduce is delegation, right? So delegation wherever you can. And as a control freak, recovering control freak, I guess I should say, there's still things I like to control in my life, which is just funny because I'm really not in control of anything but my thoughts, right? How I feel and how I respond. Everything else is an illusion of control, by the way. So this is why I get to laugh about it. But I still think, because it's old patterns and behaviors, that I can control some things. And it's not just something not true. So we get to let it go, right? Delegating where you can. You don't have to do this all yourself, nor should you, especially if you don't enjoy it. Reach out, get support, lighten up your workload. And finally, let's remember to be kind to ourselves, right? You're doing the best you can. And I promise you that's good enough. Progress over perfection. Progress over perfection. Write this down. Progress over perfection. Progress is greater than perfection. Perfection doesn't exist. Perfectness doesn't exist. And always go back to this. Done is done. Good enough is good enough. Be kind to yourself. Start practicing the prioritizing your self-care, setting boundaries, saying no more. This can be challenging, especially if this isn't part of your decision-making process already. And if you're a recovering people pleaser and perfectionist like I am, it's going to be possible, but it's going to require, I'm certain of this, and I'm saying this with love, but it's going to require intentional awareness of noticing what you're noticing, noticing what you're saying yes to. And do you have the courage to get super clear and honest with yourself if that's serving your highest good or moving the needle towards a goal? So next time you're down, like feeling that drowningness in tasks or overwhelm or some anxiety, which is just really a emotional feeling that's temporary, we don't have to own it, But it's an emotional guidance system to be like, okay, where can I prioritize? Where can I also organize, evaluate, and delegate? It's really, really simple. I know it's not always easy, trust me. But having this tool in your pocket, putting sticky notes places to say organize, prioritize, evaluate, delegate, boundaries, self-care. Are you taking one little thing, one little step, and the next one tomorrow, and the next one the next day? That consistency is what's going to build the new habits. The new habits become who you are, and who you are is how you're showing up in the world. This is what's going to unlock that next level of success, that next level of potential, fulfillment, freedom in both business and life. I promise you got this. And here's the biggest secret to success and staying on task with the action, the aligned action and moving forward that both my clients and I experience when we do experience our goals faster than most, which we normally do. It's because we're using the Power of the Reset journal prompts. It's seven questions, seven. You can do this in 7 minutes. Most people take 15 to 20. I don't know why there's balloons going off right now, but that's kind of fun. 7 minutes a month, 20 minutes a month invested with intention to use these prompts to reset with clarity, with confidence, with intention, with energetic momentum. That's the key, right? The momentum of moving forward. We can only create momentum through action. There's no momentum without action. Well, it takes courage to take the action. Too many people depend on willpower. Willpower alone will not provide you that motivation to take action. And that motivation then comes from the momentum, and the momentum breeds more motivation. It's a really beautiful thing. But so many people leave out the will to do, to be, to show up, to do the thing you really don't feel like doing today, even though you said you were going to do the thing, honoring your word. So that momentum piece is critical. Because there are going to be days you don't feel like doing the thing. There's going to be days where you're like praying for the motivation to even be a human, right? To do the things. And these prompts will help you stay on task. These prompts will help you reevaluate, prioritize, delegate, optimize so that you have this intention to really set yourself up for success. Not just annually, but monthly and quarterly. And we're not looking back 2 months, 3 months, 6 months later and be like, well, look how far I am from my goal. Why didn't I pivot sooner? Why didn't I reset sooner? Why didn't I delegate that sooner? Why didn't I just totally wipe that off the plate and pick a different strategy? And I can tell you that if you apply these more than once, I mean, you're human. If you miss a month, you miss a month, but you really don't have 7 to 20 minutes to invest. Who are we kidding, right? Give up that 20-minute Netflix episode. Give up that, get up 20 minutes earlier, right? We can find the time for the things that are important to us. We create it, right? We don't lose time. We invest time, and it's up to us. Nobody else can do that for us. Again, we are our only block. Who are we blaming and shaming? Where are we giving our power away? I would love to hear your favorite tip from anything that I shared today. I'd love to be connected with you here on Instagram. This is recorded for a podcast over at Courageous and Free with Jacqueline Mack. And if you want more strategies on mastering your to-do list and reclaiming your success, go grab those Power of the Reset prompts. And I promise you will be thanking me later. And if you're struggling with them, maybe you have them, maybe you've been using them for a while, maybe you've plateaued, maybe you have a struggle with one of the questions, or you have a question about, are you even using them right? DM me. My DMs are always open. I love connecting and supporting people there as well. So until next time, I will talk to you later, sending you off for so much love. And next week we have a juicy topic and I can't wait to share. Bye for now.
Wow, what an episode. One more thing before you go. Thank you for investing your time with me today. I truly mean this. The one thing no one, not even the billionaires, can buy back is time. Not the last 2 seconds or day or week or year. So thank you for investing time for yourself with me today. So if this episode got you inspired, activated more clarity on what's blocking your desires, or sparked more confidence than ever to take action towards your dreams, do me a huge favor and leave me a review. It will mean the absolute world to me and allows other busy, successful humans like you and I to find the show with ease. And it is truly the best way not only to show your gratitude for what I am sharing, but allows me to evaluate what the future episodes should be.